people are flocking from all over the world to get instant verifiable miracles in my guest services. That same miracle power of God is available to you right now through this screen. Next. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I can tell you something. The Holy Spirit is so strong that before we went on the air, my guest was seeing visions of what's going to happen on this show. And he started reporting it to me. I have to go out of sequence. My guest happens to be a fourth generation Pentecostal pastor from Ukraine, Vlad Savchek. Before you tell us about your heritage, what have you just seen?
Something that relates to my testimony, but I saw that somebody who grew up in a foster home struggling with suicide wants to end their life, and God is going to use this episode to set them free.
I'm telling you, the presence of God is thick and getting thicker and thicker and thicker, and we feel so blessed that the Spirit of the living God sees fit to saturate himself throughout this auditorium. Tell me about your heritage, especially. It's so miraculous, four generations.
So from my mother's side, four generations, my great-grandfather, Philip, was sentenced to 10 years in prison for preaching the gospel. He sat 5 years in jail, and then they released him on good behavior. And then communists saw him walking down the street, and they forced him to get on their carriage. And as he got on their carriage, they started beating him. No. So he wanted to jump off of the carriage. His foot got stuck in one of the wooden pieces and body dangling on the ground. Oh. And they beat him. While the carriage was still going for 40 minutes, he suffered really huge brain damage, and shortly after, he died. And so for four generations, people served Jesus and brought the message of Jesus. From my father's side, my grandfather, Ivan, he was actually sick with leprosy. The village did not know about Jesus, and American missionaries came, and not just proclaiming Jesus, but demonstrating the gospel. They prayed for him. He was a little boy. He got healed instantly of leprosy. The whole family became Christian, and then my grandfather became a pastor, and so I am privileged. You know, I believe in breaking generational curses, but in starting generational blessings.
Speaking of generational curses, your life started with a birth mishap.
My optical nerve was damaged, and because of that, I struggled growing up. I struggled first with my self-esteem. To fix that, I had two eye surgeries. I have perfect vision out of four siblings and both parents. I'm the only one without glasses, so I see well. But the surgery was done to try to correct the facial appearance, and that didn't work. And I struggled with chronic insecurity, fear of people, anxiety around people.
Even when your family moved to the U.S., you didn't speak much English, and so people made fun of you.
I was bullied. I didn't know that was bullying. I thought that was just what you treat, how you treat a kid that looks deformed. So I would skip a keyboarding class in my freshman high school out of fear of speaking in front of 30 or 25 students. So I struggled with that. And instead of taking my pain to depression or drugs, I started to lock myself in the room every single day, Monday through Friday, as a teenager. And there I would bring my complaints and my hurts to God. In there, I started to encounter the God of my parents, the God of my grandparents, the God of my great-grandparents. His presence would come into a room, and though my physical cosmetics didn't change, but something changed on the inside, I lost awareness of who I was, being aware of who He is, and these insecurities were removed. God set me free from them, the fear of man. God set me free from the chronic obsession with myself, and He healed my migraine headaches. And who would have thought in a million years that I will end up preaching the gospel and leading a church?
But you were afraid to even speak publicly. With all the trauma you went through.
I was scared of speaking publicly. On the top of that, I was socially awkward. I was extremely difficult. It was very difficult for me to make friends. During that time, when I came to the United States at the age of 13, my life was very difficult. I didn't speak any English. I had a difficult time connecting. Everything I tried was failing. I actually believed that God made a mistake by creating me. I believed that the world would be a better place with me not in it. I was a burden to other people. And I had this prayer that I prayed in the depth of my heart to God. I didn't pray it out loud, but in the depth of my heart, this is the prayer that I prayed. I said, Lord, could you cause an accident? Let somebody run me over so that I can die. Because I felt that my life had no purpose, my life had no future, and God made a mistake, and He can correct that mistake by killing me. Because if I kill myself, I don't know what I'm going to end up. But if He kills me, well, that's on Him. And so God never caused that mistake, and I really found something better.
Well, you made a deal with God.
Yes, I did. I said, Lord, if you fix my self-esteem, if you take away this stuff that I feel on the inside, if you heal me of my headaches, I give you my whole life. Since my life, I have no goals, I have no dreams. My life is nothing, so I'm going to give you my life. And God healed me, delivered me, and I found a better way than taking your life is to lay it down.
He fully submitted to God at this point in his life. Want to hear about a woman completely paralyzed from the neck down who was instantly healed in one of Vlad's meetings? Be right back.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Vlad, tell us about, I mean, this is awful. How old was she that was paralyzed from the neck down?
So this was a young lady who was involved in a car accident. She was in her early 20s. Mm-hmm. I think she was about 19 at the time that this happened. And she ended up in an emergency. Her body went into a vegetable state. She couldn't eat solid foods. She had to be fed through a straw. They had to bathe her. So for 3 months, she was completely immovable. And the doctor said she will never walk again. But this young lady, she had faith. Her name is Julia. And she refused to buy a wheelchair. She refused to let her parents buy a wheelchair. She said, God will heal me. And God is greater than the doctor. He is the great physician. And so we had a conference. We have this once a year. We have a healing and deliverance and fire conference once a year. And her parents brought her to the conference. Now there's many witnesses who were on the flight with her. Her body wasn't moving at all. And so they saw her struggling. And they brought her to the conference. And as the prayer started to go on, we started to pray for her. What began to happen is the first life came into her hands and into her feet. They started to move. Something she could not do. She walked out of the wheelchair, and the first place she wanted to go to eat is McDonald's. And that's exactly where she went. She went to McDonald's, not being able to eat for 3 or something months. She ate there. Julia is part of our church now, years later, keeps walking, finished her degree, and serving Jesus Christ.
All right, you think that's something? How about the man with 4 mental illnesses and filled with, it was demonic in cause, filled with demons.
A young man started to struggle 3 years prior to coming to one of our meetings, started to struggle with suicidal tendencies, and then he heard a person in his head. He described it like this. It was like having Judas, Satan, and Hitler in your head, cursing. A person that was blocking, he was excellent student, straight A's in school. and he couldn't write an answer. Something blocked him from writing answers. Then he started to contemplate suicide. He developed tic disorder, panic disorder. So a doctor diagnosed him with 4 mental illnesses. They put him on heavy medications, and actually, before they brought him, they locked him in a mental institution for the sake of safety to himself. Sid, when they brought him to our meeting, he looked like a caged animal. His body was twisted. His hand, at first, he was hitting his head to stop the voices. After a while, something took over where he couldn't stop hitting his head. So he developed a tic disorder. And so I remember praying for him. He started to throw up. Demons started to come out. And 6 months later, the family came back. He had an equivalent to high school diploma because he missed a school for about a year. He went back, and in 6 months, he finished what he missed for a year. The doctor gave him a clean bill of health. All 4 illnesses that he battled with were removed, and he started to serve Jesus and became a youth leader at a church.
That is so wonderful.
Nothing is impossible to God.
How about the man healed of leukemia?
Nabil, for 2 years, they found in his blood, in his blood cells, they found that, you know, each one of us have about, I think, 14,000 of these white cells, and his blood had 600,000 of these cells. He had leukemia. The doctors gave him about 2 years to live. He was on heavy medication. He came for healing, but he actually didn't make it to the altar for prayer. And this is one of those moments where the glory of God comes in a meeting. And the first thing that started to happen to Nabil is he started to actually vomit. Blood substances came out of his mouth. Little did he know, it was leukemia coming out of his mouth. Huh. So he went back home thinking he got delivered. So he went back home saying, I feel so good, I feel so relieved. He goes to the doctor to get his medication. The doctor does an examination and finds out he has absolutely no trace of blood cancer in his body. 6 months later, they did another examination. 6 months later, they did another examination. And now he finished a bachelor's degree and he lives for the glory of God and he's not dead. Nothing is impossible to God.
I have a question for you. What if someone walked up to you and just grabbed your mic and said, I think that's just talk. How could you prove that happened to him?
Well, he has medical reports, that's one. But this just happened to a lady in our church. Last Sunday, she brought a medical report, a lady named Jessica. She just started to come to church. I think the second service she came, we had a healing prayer. She comes up, she also had leukemia. Prayer was offered, she went back to the doctor for examination. The doctor called her a week later, and she came last Sunday with the medical report. She's completely clean of that. I've seen too many of those miracles to not believe that God can heal anybody, and He can heal you right now. As you're listening to this, to these testimonies, faith is being built up. If this can happen to these people, it can happen to you. Our God is not a respecter of persons. It doesn't take a big faith when you have a big God. You can just reach out with the little faith that you have, and an incurable, impossible situation will bow its knee to Jesus.
When we return, Vlad will teach you about his supernatural encounter with the Father's love, and many will receive an outpouring of the Father's love. I mean a real gusher that healed Vlad's broken heart and will heal yours. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Your time for a Holy Spirit upgrade is now. God wants you to access all the dynamite power of the Holy Spirit so you can be totally prepared to meet the serious challenges that are coming. Call or go online at sidroth.org to receive Vlad Savchek's brand new book, Host the Holy Ghost. Plus, you will receive his 3-CD audio teaching series, Holy Spirit Upgrade, Release of Power for Everyday People. These explosive spiritual resources are yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9948.
You can walk in His power. Personally in your life, in your finances, in your relationships, personally in your career, as well as in your ministry. All of that is available through your relationship with the Holy Spirit.
With Vlad's new book, you will experience the Holy Spirit as a person instead of a force and bring God's mighty power into your life and ministry. Learn how hosting the Holy Spirit creates intimacy and unblocks boldness for a breakout of miracles and healings. Discover three convictions of the Holy Spirit that will set you free. Vlad Savchek's Breakthrough CD Masterclass in the Holy Spirit leads you into divine healing, deliverance, supernatural intervention, and impartation of Holy Spirit power. You will upgrade the Holy Spirit's influence in you and discover 10 ways that God's Spirit brings healing to people. Learn why you need 7 different baptisms of the Holy Spirit. See how the Holy Spirit wants to impart 9 fruits of His character inside you, and more.
I stop addressing him as it, but start talking to him as a person who lives inside of me. He became a dear friend, a confidant, a comforter. But I want to help you deepen your friendship with the Holy Spirit and see the power of God flow out from your life into the world.
Call or go online at sidroth.org to receive Vlad Savchek's brand new book, Host the Holy Ghost. Plus, you will receive his 3 CD audio teaching series, Holy Spirit Upgrade, Release of Power for Everyday People. You cannot get this CD set anywhere else. It's an exclusive offer just for you. These spiritual resources are yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9948 or send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9948.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Vlad had an encounter with the Father's love that profoundly changed him, and I believe will profoundly change you. Now, your father was a good man. In many of our cases, our parents are good, but they had no role model. And so all the bad from all the generations hit me. I can tell you that, and probably many of you. Tell me about the father's love encounter.
Whatever is not transformed in one generation gets transferred to the next. A lot of times we're living these experiences from our parents because those are the experiences that were passed on to them. I come from a Slavic background. So generally speaking, Slavic people are very straightforward and very cold. My dad is incredible, the smartest man that I know, a godly man. But when I was growing up and I felt the call of God into ministry, I didn't feel that affirmation and that support. I almost felt like my dad would have wished that I would have been somebody else. It wasn't against me being in ministry, but that affirmation, I didn't think I needed until I battled with it. And I tried to prove to my dad for about 10 years that I could succeed in ministry and I could finally earn that approval. I'm proud of you, son. I am so glad you following Jesus and you are fulfilling this ministry. At the age of 24, I remember a straw that broke the camel's back. And this is one of the ways to say that this incident that happened at the house where my dad came from, a store that he loves, Lowe's, because my dad loves the construction stuff, fixing things. So he goes to Home Depot, Lowe's.
My dad too.
Oh, really? So we have some things in common. He comes back and he tells me about the lady that was running his products and, you know, receiving the payments from him. And she looked at his credit card and recognized the last name. So I knew where the story will go, that she's going to say to my dad that she watches my sermons, and my dad's gonna finally, after 10 years, tell me that he's proud that I am preaching the gospel instead of, you know, selling drugs or some other stuff.
That's the way the movie should be written.
So my dad goes in to say that she read the last name, and he was just so happy that she recognized his last name. He never finished the story. Now, normally, who cares about it? Instead, I'm 24 years of age, and it hits me that all my life, I've been trying to get my dad to finally bring that affirmation, and I'm not getting it. And so I bawled my eyes out to God the next day, cried, and I said, Lord, you know, I don't know why it hurts. My dad is amazing, and I feel guilty for feeling that. I feel guilty expecting that even from him, because he's such a wonderful father, but something is missing there. And said, we went on a date with my wife in a restaurant, and illustration from that is what the Lord used to bring healing to my life. We went to a Japanese sushi restaurant. And in this restaurant, they brought an appetizer, which was like a big bowl with like six leaves. They almost like picked it up in the backyard and just put it right there. I looked at that, I was like, how is that supposed to satisfy me? And so I ate that. I was very frustrated. I looked at the waiter and I said, the appetizers are supposed to be like those from Olive Garden. A lot always coming, and you get so full that you don't want to eat your meal. And then the meal came, I was satisfied, everything was fine. The next morning I go to prayer and the Holy Spirit gave me a word, and he said this. He says, your father is the appetizer. I'm the main meal. He says, your father was never supposed to fill you so much that doesn't require you to want my love. He says, your father created a wake, almost like an ache inside of you. And he says, now you're ready for my love. He gave you what he could. And now he wants to introduce you to the real father who will give you what he couldn't. And the Holy Spirit put this in my heart. He says, you're expecting too much out of your father and too little out of me. He says, enjoy my meal of my love. And said that morning, it was like a flood that opened from heaven. And I felt like I was drinking from a fire hose of God's love. It drowned me in such a satisfaction and fulfillment. And something changed with my relationship with my dad. I started to honor my dad for who he was instead of fishing for something from him, what he didn't have to give. And you know what changed in him? I never even told him this story. My dad, for no reason, started texting me back after I would preach at some conference. And first of all, for my dad to text, that's already a miracle. For him to send emojis, that's already a miracle. He would send me a message. I remember, Sid, when this happened. This happened about 6 years ago. I was in California. My dad sends me a text message. The fact that I got a text message, I was really excited. And I see this long message. And my dad doesn't share a lot of emotional things. And he said, son, I watched your sermon. He says, and I want to tell you something. We couldn't be more proud of you. And he just goes on. The moment I got to the second sentence, I mean, rain just went down through my eyes. I'm bawling my eyes out. And this was almost like that confirmation of the healing that happened. I never told my dad that I was wanting that for something 10 years of being in ministry. But when my heart got healed, something changed in him.
There are people watching right now that didn't have what you had. Maybe their father's dead already. There are people that the father's alive. They're going to start doing what you said. But either way, would you pray for people with a broken heart to experience the love of the Father right now and release miracles?
For those of you who maybe have never had a dad, or maybe your father was absent, I want to tell you this, is that some restaurants don't even offer appetizers. You can go straight for the main meal. Go straight for the Father's love. The Holy Spirit will pour out the love of the Father if you open yourself up. He cannot pour that out if you're closed. So right there where you are at, just tell Him. Say, Holy Spirit, fill me with the love of the Father. Just ask Him, say, Holy Spirit, heal my heart right now. Forgive that dad, forgive that mother, forgive that uncle. Release that unforgiveness. Lord, I ask you that the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of love, will flood your people right now. The rain of your agape, unconditional, unfailing love, will penetrate every fiber of their being. I pray that you will heal the trauma, that you will heal the abuse, the negative words, the things that were spoken over them, the things that were done, the abandonment, the rejection. Bring healing right now. Bring healing to their bodies as well, that resulted from the trauma, that resulted from the rejection and the abandonment. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we trust in you for your healing in the heart and the body right now.